Welcome to the Artificial Intelligence Podcast with your host, Dr. Tony Huang. I talk anything and everything that has to do with AI, ML, and data science. OpenAI has removed the waitlist for its DALL-E service, and the text-to-image generator is now publicly available. The original DALL-E debuted in January of 2021 to much fanfare, and in April this year, in 2022, DALL-E 2 was released with significant improvements. Interest around DALL-E has somewhat decreased over the last year in favor of rivals such as Midjourney and Stable Diffusion. While it's subjective which model produces the best image, interest in DALL-E likely suffered from its long delay in becoming publicly available. Its competitors, Midjourney, entered public beta in July, while Stable Diffusion was released in August under a permissive Creative ML Open RailM license. OpenAI was founded with the intent of promoting and developing AI in a way that benefits humanity as a whole. And so the company justified the delay in making DALL-E public as it's working towards that goal. And so they said that they wanted to ensure, you know, responsible use and have a great experience. So they were sending these invites out gradually over time. Now, text-to-image generators have the potential to simplify the creation of convincing deepfake contents that could be used for, like, influencing operations, fraud, generating hateful or pornographic images of people and other nefarious like activities. And so OpenAI's policy forbids such usage. And the company says that DALL-E features a variety of mitigations aimed at preventing and, you know, mitigating those like related risks. DALL-E and Midjourney have fees when users exceed their free allocation, which also serves to dissuade people from using them on any large scale tasks for like malicious purposes. In contrast, Stable Diffusion is free and can be ran on a local computer. The result is that it's become very popular with communities to create explicit images of celebrities. OpenAI says that more than 1.5 million users are now actively creating over 2 million images a day with DALL-E. The company says that it's currently testing an API for the service with several customers, and they're, you know, really excited to try to build like these apps for different ecosystems.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. You can contact me at tonypohang.com for more information on AI, ML, and data science.